About 4 years ago, PCBs, a class of toxic chemicals, were detected at elevated levels throughout Burlington High School, and the state condemned the campus. After a few months of planning, district officials came up with a solution that made international news. In just 10 weeks, they converted a vacant department store in the Queen City's downtown into a makeshift high school. This week, the students who first stepped onto the escalator in the former Macy's building as freshmen are graduating. Vermont Public's Lola Dufour talked to several members of the class of 2024.
Going to high school in a defunct department store may sound pretty dystopian, but for Elliot Laramie, it's just been high school.
For me, I don't really feel like bad that I ended up here, because I never experienced anything different than this.
It's not that students at BHS aren't keenly aware of how strange their high school experience has been. It would be hard to miss all the reminders of their temporary school's former life. There's a giant escalator in the middle of the building, which students say is often broken, and sports trophies are on view in former jewelry display cases. Some of the old signage is still up from when things like handbags and jeans were on sale, and students eat at the so-called Michael Kors Cafe. But over time, according to Brooks Deshaw, they've gotten used to it.
It's just, like, funny to think about walking into, like, this place I used to come with my mom to go, like, Christmas shopping. And then now I was, like, going up the escalator to go to class. And, like, the walls didn't go up all the way, and, like, all the classrooms didn't even have doors. And it was definitely interesting. But I feel like I've adapted to it.
If Burlington seniors have adapted to their makeshift home, which students will be attending for at least 2 more years while a permanent campus is under construction, it's also partly because the building has adapted to them. Classrooms do now have doors, and many of the partitions that section off classes go all the way to the ceiling. Staff and students alike also often talk about something that might, on first blush, appear pretty trivial: the decorations on the walls. Rowan Clark still remembers when staff first put up these big vinyl decorations that say Burlington in all capital letters at the top of the escalator.
And I was pretty hype when they put those up. I thought they were, like, really cool. And they, like, because that was, like, the first, like, Burlington thing we had. So, yeah, I thought that was, like, pretty cool and added a lot of schoolness to the school.
And in the intervening years, student artwork, posters, and athletic banners have accumulated on the walls. Medea Daly recently took pictures for a project in different places throughout the school, in the exact same spots as she had when the downtown campus first opened. She said she was struck by how lifeless the building seemed then. And in general, Daly said she's thankful for all the work staff and faculty have put into making the building feel like a home.
There's been a lot of effort and a lot of community building that has gone on. So it's unfortunate, and we can, like, laugh about the Michael Kors Cafe, but, you know, the lunch ladies are there every day with a smile, like, serving food. Like, there is that. The people make the place.
Students have also leaned into the absurdity of the situation. In the fall of 2021, BHS seniors asked Lauren McBride, the principal at the time, if they could hold their own Macy's Day Parade on the Friday before Thanksgiving break. She agreed. And every year since, seniors have kept up the tradition, complete with balloons, costumes, and themed floats built from rolling janitorial carts. Vivian Halliday has been in the drumline every year.
It's honestly a blur because I'm wearing earplugs because the drums are so loud and I don't know anything that's going on behind me, but I'll just go and see people that a lot of people I don't know lining the hallways and, like, cheering and everything, and that is one of my favorite things we have at school. It's so much fun.
Students were matter-of-fact about the very real drawbacks about going to school in a building that was never meant as a space for learning. There basically are hardly any windows, for example, and the fluorescent lighting can make it hard to concentrate, particularly if you're recovering from multiple concussions.
Trying to go back to learning in a school where there's really, really harsh lighting, and just getting like crippling headaches is not a good thing.
But on the whole, students said that as much as they liked to joke about how bizarre their high school years had been, it had also helped bind them together.
It's been pretty good. It's not been, you know, great or perfect, but it's been very good. So
I'll second that. I love BHS. Wouldn't change it for the world.
Should we do like a on three, like we love BHS?
We love DC. No, just BHS.
Just
yeah.
VHS.
Okay.
One, two,
three.
We love VHS.
That sounded like really loved it.
Yeah, let's do that one again.
Act like you mean it.
Okay, ready?
Three, two, one.
We love VHS!
For Vermont Public, I'm Lola DeFore.